Have you tried training methods that just didn't work? Do you feel that your pet is not getting his or her nutritional needs met? Are illnesses and bad behavior your daily norm? You're gonna wanna join me on the Pet Parenting Reset, where you'll hear interesting and informative interviews and get solutions to all your pet problems. I'm your host, Jessica L. Fisher. Well, hello and welcome back there, you wonderful pet parent. Thank you for joining me again on the Pet Parenting Reset. Today we are talking about crate training, when you should do it, when you should not do it. This is a hot button topic for me. Let me explain. Also, I am testing out a new mic. So if you can notice a difference and you are pleased with it, let me know. If you're not pleased with it, let me know. This new mic is hopefully a game changer for the podcast because I have tried a couple of mics since starting and I haven't found one alike. So hopefully this is going to be it. Okay, so really quickly, let's get back into today's topic. And make sure you stick around till the end because I have a surprise. I have a surprise at the end. So let's talk about crate training and why this is a hot button topic for me. The reason this is a hot button topic for me is because I've been on social media for a while. You've probably been on social media for a while. And I have been in a few groups about dog training. And inevitably, people, generally not the moderators, I will say the moderators of these groups tend to be, at least the groups I'm in, more on the same wavelength that I am on. But some of these groups are so big that getting a moderator to actually, you know, you're not going to see every comment. And anyway, so many people, like, it doesn't matter what the problem is, what the issue is that people post about having with their dog, they're go-to, like the autoresponder is you need to crate train your dog. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, help me here. Okay, because first of all, yes, I think crate training is a really, really great thing. And for the majority of dogs, there are always exceptions, but for the majority of dogs, I do think it is important that we properly crate train our dogs. Now, I'm a positive reinforcement trainer. That is the only scientifically backed training method for our dogs. By the way, for people as well. But anyway, I digress. So yes, I do think for the majority of dogs, it is very important to crate train them. However, crate training is not my first response to anything. Crate training is definitely something I have taught people how to do, and it is definitely something that I recommend generally on down the road for most people and dogs, excuse me, but for most dogs. But when I say dogs, when I say people, I mean households, families with dogs, right? So why then is it not an autoresponder for me? That's what I call it. It's an autoresponder. Like, some people just see problem with dog and their auto response is you need to crate train your dog. Stop it. Please stop it. Because, well, there are many reasons why. One, there is a right way and a wrong way to crate train your dog. Crate training your dog requires training. Throwing your dog into a crate or tossing them in, pushing them in, shutting the door and walking away is not crate training your dog. So if that is what somebody has told you to do, I would highly recommend that you seek out a better way of doing it. Also, not every dog is it going to work for. Now, again, one of the main reasons that I think most dogs, because again, there are always exceptions, should be crate trained is for emergency purposes. For, you know, you have to evacuate, right? Because there's some natural disaster and you're going to have your dog in a crate if you need to go to a hotel room or a shelter or whatever it may be. Or there's a medical emergency and your dog has to be put into a kennel inside of the veterinary office. This happens too. And if they are not properly crate trained, that kennel could really be an issue, right? So there are different reasons, generally emergency reasons, that I think it is very important for dogs to, in general, to be crate trained. Now, there are some exceptions to this rule, and there are some dogs that you're going to have to do a lot of other training to help them get to a point where they are stable enough to be able to crate train them. There are some dogs out there that have been through a lot, okay? And maybe a lot of abuse, maybe a lot of neglect, and it's going to take a lot of time and trust and patience to be able to get them to a point where you can properly crate train them. So that those are some exceptions, right? But there are also really great examples of using a crate and properly crate training your dog to help with potty training or other behavioral issues, including destructiveness and even possibly separation anxiety or other sorts of anxieties. Now, would I want you to put your dog in a crate right away if you have separation if they have separation anxiety? No, I would not. But we can build up to that and we can work up to it. So that's kind of my, like, please stop with these crate train your dog autoresponders, okay? It is not the solution to everything. And also, if you're not properly training your dog to be comfortable in a crate, there is no solution to be had whatsoever. In fact, you're probably creating more of a problem than anything else. So let's talk a little bit. I don't want to go too detailed into this, but let's talk a little bit about properly crate training your dog. So I have had a number of dogs, and I have trained a lot more dogs than I have owned, of course. But when we talk about crate training your dog, what we're talking about is training your dog to be comfortable in a crate environment. So let's break it down, okay? Crate training is not about throwing your dog in a crate or tossing them in a crate and them staying there for hours on end. Okay, one more little diversion here. I've talked about this before. I never recommend leaving a dog at home alone for any longer than 4 hours. Puppies, it's even less, but a fully grown adult healthy dog, no more than 4 hours. That is also the absolute max in a crate for a healthy adult dog. Absolute max. Putting a dog in a crate all day long is not my idea of wonderful. You know, I'm not saying that there aren't exceptions to the rule. However, the rule pretty much is no more than 4 hours at a time. Your dog is going to need a break. They need a potty break. They need exercise. They need to stretch their legs. They need some enrichment. So let's get back to what crate training actually is. It is training your dog to be comfortable in a crate environment. So if you're putting your dog in a crate and they're crying and whining, they aren't crate trained. They are not comfortable in that environment. So more work needs to be done on this. So what I like to do, I actually have always with my dogs had an open door policy on their crate. And what has happened is over time, my dogs have realized, and generally a pretty short period of time, have realized that their crate is like a bedroom. In fact, we had previously, before we adopted Kim, we had two dogs, Gracie and Claire. They were both small dogs. Claire was a Pomeranian. Gracie was a Chihuahua. And I had one large crate. Now, I don't generally recommend doing this, but in this instance, it worked out. They were very, very bonded, and they preferred being together than apart. So I had one large crate. They had two beds and blankets. That was their bedroom. And honestly, they went to it whenever they wanted to. That crate door stayed open for the most part, unless we needed to close it for something, unless I was training for them to be able to be in the crate with the door closed comfortably. And even now with Kim, I have an open door policy on her crate as well. So I have a crate in my office. It is actually just big enough for her, and it is like a bedroom for her. The door to that crate stays open unless I'm training with her to be comfortable with it closed. So just in general, on a daily basis, the door to that crate is open. She can go in that crate if she wants, and she does. And she will root around with her little blanket on top of her. I have a crate. I have actually a blanket, a crate mat, and then another blanket because I want it to be super comfortable, because that's what a bedroom should be, right? And again, I understand some dogs are destructive and can't have all of that, but this is my example. She will go around and root around and make that top blanket whatever way she wants it to be, and she lays down. Sometimes she goes to sleep and takes a nap in there while I'm working. That crate door stays open unless we're training, because this is a safe space for my dogs. My dogs have always known that their crate is a safe space, and I don't want that to be any other way. Some people use crates as punishment. And if you're watching the video, you saw my little finger air quotes, because a crate in no way should be used as punishment. A crate should always be a safe space for your dog. So if you're using it as punishment, then it is exactly the opposite of what we want for our dogs. If you want your dog to be comfortable and safe and feel safe in that environment, which they should, because go back to the beginning of this, there are going to be emergency situations where our dog needs to be comfortable in their crate. So why would we take that and create negative associations with it? That's not what we want. We want our dog to have positive associations with their crate. And you can, you know, say all you want, oh, there'll never be an emergency. Oh, that'll never happen. And you know what? In this dog's lifetime, it may not. In your next dog's lifetime, it may. You don't know. That's why there are emergencies, that there are things that happen all the time that are unexpected. And it's really unfortunate, but we need to be prepared. And crate training, proper crate training, positive reinforcement crate training is the best way to go about doing that. So we need to create positive associations with the crate, and that's how we train. We start with just having the crate with an open door in the room, whether that is the living room, the family room, kitchen, dining, or whatever is a comfortable space that you chill out and relax in with your dog in the evenings. Just add in the crate. Don't force it on your dog. Don't even try to walk your dog over to it, right? We want it to be there long enough for our dog to go and check it out on their own because they're curious about it. That's a good start. And when they go and sniff around and check it out because they're curious about it, we need to add positive reinforcement to that so we can toss over a little treat, right, to their general area. So they start associating good things with that crate. And then over time, as your dog becomes more comfortable, we can start tossing little treats inside. And no expectation, right? Just as they feel comfortable to go in and get the treat. Even if they run right back out to eat the treat, that's okay. We're going to build up. We are nowhere near closing that door, right? So it's going to take us time and possibly even serving meals to your dog inside of the crate to get them comfortable enough to relax. And when we do finally close that door, oh boy, it's going to be for a split second. We're going to open it right back up again, and we're going to treat them, and we're going to give them a reward. And you know, one thing that I do always have to tell people when I am training is that the treats are not forever. The treats are to create positive associations. We're going to, over time, once we have the behavior or the cue down that we want, we're going to start varying when we give the food reward. And we're going to always, always, always give a praise reward and possibly even a pet or some sort of positive touch reward for our dog, depending on your dog, because every dog has a different hierarchy of values and things that they have value for, right? Some dogs really, really love toys. Some dogs are only food motivated. Some dogs love praise and petting. So praise and petting are free. So we want to give these out freely. And over time, once we have a really strong cue or behavior, then we can start taking away the food rewards slowly and varying them. Now, throughout your dog's life, you're going to want to continue varying those rewards. Food rewards, the reason that we use food is because it is a very, very high value, right? We can't live without food. Food is a strong, strong motivator for all living beings. So even, you know, 10 years down the road, you may want to give a food reward every once in a while, because we are continuing to reinforce that this is positive. This is good, right, for our dogs. So crate training takes time. It takes patience. It takes practice. It takes positivity. It takes positive rewards. And yes, it is important that our dogs are crate trained. Again, there are always exceptions. However, in general, yes, it is important that our dogs are crate trained, but tossing your dog into a crate and shutting the door is not crate training. That's the very first thing I want you to know. The second thing I want you to know is that it is not the answer to everything. It is not the answer to everything. Let me say this again for the people in the back. It is not the answer to everything. So I want to leave you with that. I know this is a short and sweet episode, and I like to keep these short and sweet when it is just me. I don't know about you. I am loving all of the guests on the podcast lately, so you will have to let me know about that. Please follow and rate and review the podcast. That is the best way to get this out to other people. We're killing it, guys. We are doing so great. We just started this podcast this year and late this year, and we are doing really, really awesome. And that's wonderful, not for me, for you and for other pet parents out there and for all the dogs and cats in the world, because the more you follow and rate and review this podcast, the more these podcast networks are going to recommend it to other people. And that means we get to make change in other people's lives and other dogs' lives and other cats' lives. We get to make change, and you are part of that. So here it is. I told you at the beginning, I have a special announcement for you. Now you know, because we launched a new merch line at the beginning of November. This is the design that I am unveiling in today's podcast. So if you are watching the video, you're going to see it. If you're listening to the podcast, you're going to have to go to thepetparentingreset.com and click on the merch tab. It is the, let me move my mic, guys. It's the Play With Your Dog. So again, all of these designs are available in t-shirts, in v-necks, in sweatshirts, hoodies, all the things in different colors. This is one of my favorites, Play With Your Dog. So here's the deal. If you have not already joined the family over on Patreon, I don't know what you're waiting for. First off, you get exclusive content that you don't get anywhere else, but also you get discounts to our merch. So go ahead and go to thepetparentingreset.com, click on Patreon, join the Patreon family, and then click on merch, because once you join the Patreon family, you get the discount code for merch. Go to the merch tab and then pick out one or more of your favorite items. And let me tell you, go ahead and get your order in now, so that you can give these out for holiday presents. All right, guys, with that, with the play with your dog, play with your dog t-shirt. That's the one I wanted to show you today. I'm so glad you were here with me on today's podcast. Again, I can't thank you enough for being here with me. And I also cannot thank you enough for giving the podcast a follow and rating and reviewing it wherever you listen to podcasts. Now, the two main podcast networks are Apple and Spotify. Those are like the two big ones. Google probably isn't far behind. So what I'm going to ask you is, even if you're not listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, whichever one, go to the other, follow, rate, and review the podcast. Please, because again, this isn't about me. This is about you. This is about you helping to make change in the world. Getting this content, this information out to other pet parents is helping other pets around the world. And I can't do it without you. Thank you so much for being here with me again. And next week, you're not going to want to miss next week's episode. We're talking about finding a pet sitter, and I have a very lovely special guest. Make sure you are following, downloading the podcast, and getting those notifications so that you know, I mean, we're here every week, right? But get the notifications so that you don't forget. You don't want to miss next week's episode. It's going to be so incredibly informative. Can't wait to see y'all. Hear y'all. Wait, y'all are hearing me. Can't wait to see you as part of the Patreon family. And I'll be talking with you next week. Bye, guys. Oh, oh.